The Common Sense Contagion, February 5, 2022, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Here is what I mean when I say that the evildoers are clever, but not smart and not creative. It has apparently not occurred to them that all the useless eaters are the source of their wealth and social standing. With Columbia University estimating the deaths at 400,000, and the death and or maimed statistics bumping up around 1 million thus far, is it really any mystery why Facebook has lost a million users and Mr. Zuckerberg has lost $29 billion of his personal fortune and his company stock has tanked 20%? LOL. A lot of other Fortune 500 companies are going to see the same and worse as their customers and shareholders die or are incapacitated. The loss of a million Americans is just the tip of this iceberg. The medical cartel has assured itself vast amounts of chronic illness and disability to treat for years to come. So I have a suggestion: we make them pay for the care of all those vaccinated during this criminal fiasco. That's right. Instead of the taxpayers paying through the nose, or the innocent victims having to dish out from their pockets, let's make all the hospitals and drug companies that are making profits off this catastrophe pay the bills from it, straight off their bottom lines. Having observed this firsthand, upfront, and personal, I believe that this entire situation is an example of ruthless profiteering by the for-profit medical and pharmaceutical corporations, reacting to the news that they will soon be obsolete. Just like the oil companies are doubling down and skyrocketing prices of fertilizer and basic transportation fuels, in reaction to the news that electrical power generation will no longer depend on fossil fuels. Like the devil himself, they know they have but a short time to rampage around and cause trouble, so they are doing their best to take profits and create new customer bases now. Meanwhile, the real contagion, that of common sense, is spreading like wildfire, with 12 major industrialized nations already canceling the vaccination mania for cause. We have word this morning that the Canadian truckers have located Mr. Trudeau, hiding like a groundhog in a bunker, uselessly blithering about misogynists and fringe elements, while his own purported to exist supporters have stayed home and remained as out to lunch and invisible as their fearless leader. Without trucks and ships to transport food and other goods, the entire system is shutting down, while the medical and oil sectors continue their temper tantrums and the useless, powerless figureheads in D.C. mill around in their own muck, spending other people's money, and promoting senseless aggression for profit abroad. Pretty soon the only news the mainstream media will have to report is bad news, and the only thing different will be that it's actual bad news, instead of the ginned-up drivel they've been peddling for profit ever since World War II. We know from experience that fiat currencies find their end in either skyrocketing inflation or deflation, and one only has to look at the price of bread to figure out which way this is headed. The vaunted Federal Reserve, J.P. Morgan Chase, that is supposed to prevent this outcome has painted itself into a corner and has no wiggle room left. One can only stand back and observe the justice of karma, the Democratic Party, whose policies have contributed so mightily to this disastrous end, is left holding the bag, and the corporatocracy that is so stupid it kills its own customers is left to its just demise. The military that stood by and let this happen will also get their comeuppance. And the rest of us, those that paid attention, will survive and thrive in spite of all of it.